There's no mom manual. We all know that. So this is the place you want to be. To laugh, to learn, to share, to join. The moms couldn't be more different, but best friends, partners, and now family. Melissa is happily married.
Denise is happily divorced.
And they're parenting
worlds apart.
Their thoughts on many things, complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
Grab your friends and join the moms. Here's Denise and Melissa.
Okay, hi everybody. Welcome to the Moms Podcast. I'm Denise Albert.
And I'm Melissa Gerstein.
And we are so thrilled that you are all joining us today. We are sitting in a room full of mom bloggers and influencers. And
their moms.
And their moms. Because
and their mom's moms.
We just screened the film Snatched, and we are waiting for Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn to join us, and they will be joining us later on the podcast.
It's really exciting. She's like a legend. I'm a little intimidated. Anyone else intimidated in our... Can we say we have a live audience today, kind of? Is that strange
so much
to
fun.
Say? Oh, wow! You know, I always wanted a live audience. I do better live
you
with
do.
People around me.
I know. It is fun. It's yeah. me sitting in my apartment. You don't have the same...
No, it's just like we're having coffee, you know.
Right, exactly. Okay. But we want to just also thank HelloFresh for joining us on our podcast and just tell you a little bit about them. First, if you are not familiar with them, most of you know that I don't cook, right? I think you all know me by now. And
cooked though with them.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And I really enjoyed it. And Jaron told me that I'm the worst chef in America. And then he told me that it was actually delicious.
Thanks to
HelloFresh.
Not you.
Did you try it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I'm
well, let me tell you
box.
A little bit more about HelloFresh. If you are looking for new healthy options for dinner but want to enjoy it and have fun, we've got the answer for you. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Each week, they create delicious recipes designed to take 30 minutes. How nice is that? And you don't have to be a master chef.
They source the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities. So there's no food waste. Best part, it's delivered right to your doorstep, and it's less than $10 a meal. $10! Go to HelloFresh.com, check it out, and sign up today for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Enter the Moms30 promo code. That's HelloFresh.com. Use promo code the Moms30 to save $30 off your first week. Applause!
So you guys, and we're also here today, you're all going home with Orville Redenbacher's popcorn. So that's a nice mix. So you're going home with an extra bonus with a HelloFresh coupon.
There you go. How was your weekend?
My weekend was very interesting because we had a scare of bed bugs.
Anyone have bed bugs here? Have ever had?
Yes.
See, it's okay. It's fine.
Okay. Right.
So we this stuff happens. You
and
go
you
to
know
a movie
what?
And then you have bed bugs.
Right. So this is a really good message for everyone because...
Oh my God, no!
What? Wait, I have to share. Okay, so here's
I mean,
the deal.
This movie.
No, let me just say that I don't have bed bugs.
Don't you remember in New York City there was all these people claiming their bed bugs were coming from like the movie theater? They were burgers.
Okay, well, listen, here's the deal. They don't have Bergdorf all over the country, so people out there don't know what that means. But here...
So don't you think you should explain?
No, I want to explain. We don't have bed bugs, but somebody that we knew had bed bugs, and so we got scared because we've also had rashes all over our bodies. My son had it. I had it. I assumed that it was from my... cancer treatment, a reaction. So we've been to every doctor. We never thought it was bed bugs. And then somebody that we know turned out they had bed bugs. And so we thought, hey, we should get tested. So I think this is a really good message for everyone.
It is
in New York City. Okay, so here's the thing. I called, I panicked, and I had a dog come on Saturday, and I just Googled and found the first person. And normally I research everything and would take somebody that's recommended. And I had some random person come who probably saw that I was in a panic and told me that we had bed bugs. And then my building, I live in an apartment building in New York City. And my building management said, please don't use whoever you called. Please use our service who we know and we trust. And it was a little too late because I already threw out my couch.
No, it gets better. So then she calls me in a panic and she's like, I threw out my couch. I don't have bed bugs, but I want my couch back. So then she goes down to the garbage with I don't know who to get the couch back. And it's been cut in half because in New York City, everything's cut in half, right? We all live in cut in half apartments.
So when I moved into this apartment, my couch wouldn't fit. So I had to buy a new couch and then call this company called The Couch Doctor, I think. And they cut the couch to get it into my apartment. So now when they got it out of the apartment, it was broken.
But now half the couch is back in. Am I right?
Covered in plastic. I had my buildings person come this morning and I do not have bed bugs.
Yay!
But I have no couch.
No couch. That's right.
And because it's a small New York City apartment, it's like a very specific size that I need. So if anybody wants to help me buy a new couch because I don't want to deal with it, please let me know. So the moral of the story is when you do your research online for anybody that you need to help you or to come into your home, you really need to do your research.
Yeah, that was desperate.
Did anybody ever have anything like that happen?
I don't know.
Have you ever been scammed? Because I'm like the last person on the planet
to get scammed.
To get scammed.
Yeah.
And I got scammed.
Yeah, that's a crazy weekend you had.
Right.
So I had a crazy weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I was just yelling a lot at my kids. Do you ever just yell a lot at your kids? And it just like, and it's not even for a really bad thing that happens, but like little bitty things just build up and then there's just an explosion. And then you feel so badly after. Do you ever feel that way? I can't be the only one. Anyone want to come to the mic? Come on.
Come on up
to the mic.
Oh, come
on,
Denise. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Oh, it's another Denise.
Because this is a podcast that we want to include all of you. So.
And then I took them shopping because I felt so badly about it after. We went and bought, what do you call those balls that are? Stress balls, yeah.
Ooh, it sounds like you needed one.
I probably did.
So what happened with you?
Do you buy your kids stuff after you yell at them?
I did not realize that I was going to be on the
microphone.
Introduce
yourself.
My name is Denise Quarter, and I have a website called Fidei Families for Lower Manhattan. But there was a part in the movie, actually, that we just saw, Snatched, that resonated with me from this weekend where I told my kids after screaming at them the entire weekend, I felt like, I said,
we could have called each other, by the way. That would have been comforting.
I said, I just want to have fun. Mommy just wants to have fun. Daddy just wants to have fun. Everybody needs to just be on good behavior and we would have the best day every single day. So they kind of got it and they still continued to misbehave for the rest of the weekend. But Goldie Hawn says something like that. They're having a dialogue between her and Amy Schumer, and she says, I just want to have fun. And so I felt like I can relate to that.
To start singing now, or shall we start dancing?
I honestly, though, yeah, I said that to my friend Heather, who's in the back. Hi, Heather. This morning, I was like, I don't know what I need. I need, like, I don't know if I need to go on a vacation by myself. I don't know if I need to escape. Like, I just felt like I had to, like, I don't know. But, you know, tomorrow's a new day, and today's a new day, and it's all good, right? And they know at the end of the day that I love them, and I don't know. I guess if I was flat and gray the whole time and the ups and downs, that's what life's about, right? Yes? Thank you, moms.
Hi, I have a blog and I'm a media influencer.
Your name and your blog?
Sheree Corso. And the name of my blog is Word on the Street. And you can find it under ShereeCorso.com. My question with this whole movie and with you guys too is they took the physical and the mental risk to go on this. Do you guys ever take a physical? Are you more of a physical risk taker or a mental risk taker? I know I'll take the mental risk, like getting up in front of a group of people and it doesn't bother me. But like a physical, like bungee jumping, I just can't do it.
Me
like,
neither.
I'll get hurt.
No, I'm mental and she's physical.
I think I'm both.
What do you think Goldie Hawn is? I think she does both.
I think both. And I think Amy Schumer is both.
You think Amy Schumer?
Yes.
You know what?
Yeah,
I have a pre-notion about Amy.
Okay, well, you'll have to ask her. And all of our podcast listeners,
I think she'll take the mental risk, get up and do comedy. But I don't think she's a physical risk taker.
That is a good question. You will have to ask her shortly. That's a good one. But I should say I've gone on vacation.
Stacey has a good one, too.
Okay, good. Come on up, Stacey. I've gone on vacation with my mom. Okay. Okay, well, come on. Oh, okay, then save it.
I'll save it for that.
Okay, who else has a question? Anybody else want to share anything about your parenting for the podcast?
Or your weekend? Hi, Beth.
Join us, and please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Beth from Blue Barn Kitchen. So we were talking outside, and the one thing she said is, like, I've had you for 18 years, and you're
always
mine.
She said that in the movie Snatched.
In the movie
Snatched.
For
everyone that hasn't heard it or watched it yet.
In the movie Snatched, Goldie Hawn said to Amy Schumer, I've had you for 18 years, and now you're gone, and I have 14-year-old and 12-year-old, and it's all I can think about lately, is that they're going to be gone in 5 years to college, and they're boys, and they're not going to be mine anymore. They're going to find some girl, and they're going to leave me. It's different. You guys know. You have boys. You know.
Right.
It's different. Right.
So the theme is that life goes fast.
Very fast.
And you're worried about your kids. And that. So there was a line in the movie that resonated, yeah, right?
It did.
Because you're worried that your kids are growing up too fast.
It is.
I don't think anybody in this room feels that way either, Beth.
Everybody has to feel that way. You know, it's 5 years left, and you want to, like, hold on to every second of them.
Right. So but does it change the way that you're going to do things from now on?
It totally does. I'm really present with them. I'm really, every time I'm with them, I'm really present. I'm really involved in what they do.
What do you do? Do you put your phone away? How do you work this system?
I'm not a phone person. We go for walks. We go outside. I actually got my 12-year-old to start meditating. So that's awesome. And he, you know, I don't know about girls because I don't have any girls, but boys need it. They just need to, like, decompress sometimes. You know, but I'm a physical risk taker. And we do all that kind of stuff. We went kayaking this weekend and canoeing down the shore, Jersey Shore. Yay, Jersey Shore, right? This weekend, Jersey Shore.
So this is actually really great news. Thank you for sharing that, Beth. And we are so glad that you're all here for the podcast. And we are going to be joined any minute by Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn.
Mamarazzi is a live town hall event series that provides moms and media with the access to celebrities. Listen for yourself. Listen for yourself. Here's Denise and Melissa.
We have been waiting. My God, is this amazing? Hello, one more applause. Okay. Have you guys
just watched the movie, right?
Yeah.
So this is the best moment, right?
How good?
Are your mics on?
It's how like good?
Your mic. I don't know. Oh yeah, it is on. So good.
I feel like Eminem coming out at the end of 8 Mile.
Okay, so for everyone who doesn't know it. Everybody who is sitting up here, we just want to make sure we all know Goldie Hawn. We all know Amy Schumer.
I'm Paul Feig. I'm one of the producers on the movie.
Yes,
very exciting. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jonathan. I directed the movie.
That's the reason it happened. Hello.
Okay, we're this is bookend by two handsome men. It's kind of nice.
There you go. So this is a very exciting paparazzi event for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for
That's
having
what we
us.
Call it. It's a
love
you
it.
Love
like
it?
Paparazzi.
Okay.
Love it.
You guys are over our 200th paparazzi event.
Oh my
today.
God.
Today.
Congratulations. Thank you. You're 200 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
thanks for having us. We were saying before, like, the any mom blogger things, this has been our favorite event. So thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, this is
best. So we could just leave and be done.
I know. We're like, good. You already nailed it.
Yeah, let's start.
This is the, because you guys get it. So it's very nice.
Okay. So Amy and Goldie, how did this duo come about? Is that a question to the director, or I think I found that you kind of like stalked her on a plane or found her or something. Can
that
you
is correct. Correct. I did Perfect. Break okay. the law. The first time we ever met, I sat near Goldie on a plane and I just stared at her like we would all do if we were on a plane with Goldie Hawn. And then when I got off, I went up to Goldie in the airport and I said, "Hi, I'm Amy. I'm a comedian." And I would
And
love-
I said, "And you are?"
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, not familiar. And then, And then I said, "I'd really love for you to play my mom in this movie." And she was very sweet. Definitely didn't know who I was. And, you know, I'm sure that happens all the time.
That's
but
so terrible.
It all stopped. No, it's not. And then in London, we really met at the Glamour Awards. And I said it again.
That's right.
That all checks out, right, Goldie?
Yeah. And we worked really hard to get this going. I mean, the two of us really did.
We did. We were in cahoots.
We believed in it. We believed in us, and we wanted it to happen. And eventually it did.
Yeah. I love that. You just walked up to her on a plane because, I mean, you would think you could go other routes, right?
But you know, you got to do it yourself.
Right.
You know, you hear about agents and yada, yada. But we really were like, we're going to be making sure this happens together.
Right. Yeah. Goldie, you haven't worked in 15 years in the film industry. Now, you've been doing a lot for other people all over the world, which I want to talk about in a little bit. But did you have a plan to come back into the film industry, or was it this film with Amy that really brought you back?
Okay, so you don't really have a plan in this industry. I mean, you can forget that, right?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, the only thing that you can do is, which is one of the reasons why I started producing, is because you can have a plan there, even though you could be developing 10 movies and maybe one of them or two of them actually gets made. I mean, they're really a miracle to have made.
Oh, yeah.
So did I decide? No. But what I was feeling was kind of an itch, you know, to go back to do it. I'd spent all this time for children and loved every second of it and still do, by the way. But I was getting that itch to think, what would it be like? I wonder if I really said this to a couple friends of mine. I wonder if I'll ever do another movie to make people laugh again. And because not that I wasn't making children laugh, that's the whole idea of doing the program, which bring more happiness to kids. But on the other side, I was kind of missing that. It came right at that time. I'd say about a year after that, Amy Schumer.
Yes.
Came who is she?
It's all about timing.
Weirdo, some creep in the airport. Yeah.
What was the question?
Doesn't matter.
You nailed it.
Amy Schumer stalked Goldie Hawn. That's like the headline of the day. I love that. Okay, and so, and you guys have a real kind of mom-daughter relationship.
Well, we do.
We do. I mean,
ish, you know.
Well, no, it's like, I feel so connected. I think we feel very connected to each other. And I mean, I've loved Goldie my whole life, like most of the people in this room. And so you just like, you know, pray that, that she would like, you know, care about me too. And we just, yeah, we connected really early on and fell in love.
And we have the same heritage.
Same heritage, guys.
I have to remind that.
Yes.
You know, when you see somebody you feel like you've known all your life, that's the way it is. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're both kind of Eastern European girls.
Yeah.
You know? So similar backgrounds and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's a good match.
And Melissa and Amy just had a moment because within 1 minute of meeting each other, it's like that connected spirit of
have plans.
What was that moment?
You were talking with Melissa when I introduced Melissa to Amy. I said, Melissa said, "This is my partner."
Oh yeah, and they had, oh my God, don't say it.
Sorry. Well, she can say it. It was so funny.
Okay, say it.
You forgot?
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a moment for us. But,
oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm so confused right now.
You said we're partners. They said we're partners. And then they were like, not like life partner, but we're like partners. And I was like, look, if you guys want to eat each other out, that's your choice. And I really support that. You know, it's
right. No filter.
Live your life.
No filter.
Live your life.
I want to say something.
Do you ever feel you have to filter? Like, are you ever conscious about like, oh, there is a 5-year-old right now here?
Yeah. So I'm not the like, there's no line, girl.
Like,
yeah.
You come in a room and you check out the audience and you're like, I better just.
Well, the thing is, people are so like, I think they get real sensitive with moms, but it's like, I think that the great thing this movie does is show how moms are human beings. Yeah. Who have, you know,
we have to fight for films like this.
Right.
I was like, Fox, please let us host a Mamarazzi event.
Thank you.
Not Finding Dory time.
No. And that's why, but it's please. Like, I think, you know, the moment you take your mom in as a human, it's a big moment. And so my character, I feel like I played kind of who I was as a teenager, you know, where you're just so selfish and you're just entitled to your mom's love. And I really wanted to make this movie to as a love letter to my mom to say, I'm sorry. And also, I love you. And I know you did your best. And
sorry for what?
Just
I made this movie for a love letter to my kids.
Yeah.
Because frankly, I'm nothing like her.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you're like,
right, no, this is what I could have been like.
Right.
Count your blessings.
This character is a lot like my mom. And, you know, and it's like, and then you get old, you go, oh my God, she was just like working really hard to raise me and into the best kid that she could and have me be happy later on, which, you know, has got to be really hard in the moment. And so this was a kind of like a thank you to moms, I feel like, you know.
So
like,
was she overprotective like Linda? And do you feel like you needed to get on stage and do comic and release your inner something because of that?
Well, yeah, she was, it's not that she, I mean, she's overprotective just in the mom way of like the crazy, like where she'll be like, oh my gosh, I heard that there was a shooting in Atlanta. And I'm like, you know, I'm in Boston. But, you know, like your mind just goes there and you worry about your kids right away and the social media and just all the different things. Yeah. But
no, I love it.
You know, but this really was like just a love letter, I think, to all of our moms.
How'd your mom feel about you had to go all the way to cast Goldie Hawn in order to apologize to her?
I know. I think she's really grateful. Who better?
And
who
better?
I feel like we have to bring them
yes,
in.
Yes, absolutely.
So did you have to tame this or like were you
no,
just like,
no.
Let
time I saw these two guys together, it was just, I was like, this is, as long as we just turn the cameras on and keep it in focus, like we'll be good to go.
But Jonathan's 12. An honorary mom. I know he has. He has a baby, and he's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I shaved.
I haven't shaved in a minute. Thank you. He shaved for the mom.
You
moms
do look different.
That's sweet, clean, Jonathan.
I shaved for you guys. I shaved actually because I'm going to see my mom, and she's always like, "What's going on with your beard? You look."
He is so sweet with his mom.
She actually, I told her I was coming uptown to see her. I'm staying downtown. I told her I was coming uptown to see her. I went to take the Second Avenue subway, and she said, "Don't stand too close to the tracks."
Aww. Oh my
God. Did she really?
This was yesterday.
Do you, Goldie? I want to ask you a question. Now, I think your kids call you Mama Goldie. Is that the grandma name?
No, those are all the kids I helped raise that were the friends
Got
of my
it.
Kids.
Okay.
I'm Mama Goldie to them. Mama G, actually.
Okay.
And Go-Go, I am to my grandchildren.
Okay.
And Mama, I am to my children.
Amazing. Okay, so do
I have
you...
a lot of names.
I love it. It's very confusing.
I'm so
do
happy
you?
I'm not confused yet.
Do you get involved in your in how your children parent your grandchildren?
No, I don't. I leave them totally alone.
Can you call my parents after this, please? Because it's so
I have
bad.
Great boundaries. We can all learn a lot. My mom is here, and she leaves me alone too. She
Hi,
probably
mom.
Like wants to bite her tongue half the time, right?
Yeah,
she wants to say things.
Well, you do your work. I mean, if you're a mother, you have to look back because you do your big work when they're little. So by the time they're 10 or 11, and as long as you're watching them when they're teenagers, they're cooked. They're cooked in a way that you know, right? You know they're going to lie. You know they're going to have parties when you're gone.
Did you know that then?
Of course. In fact, one time I have a story with Katie. So I was in my nightgown, and it was a nightgown, right?
And, I can even picture
And it was
that
a party downstairs, and I was waiting in the middle of the night. I said, Kurt, there's a party downstairs. What's going on? So I go downstairs, and Katie's got all her friends in the back room and all this. And I looked at it, and I went, the lighting is not good. And I flicked the lights, God. And I said, now you got to know how to light a room for a party. And I walked out.
What did she do?
She took your advice.
Loved me even more.
Yeah.
And then Kurt came down in his underwear with a crop top on. I caught him at the head of the stairs. No, we're not going down. They're having fun. Anyway, we paid a lot of attention to our kids that we didn't corral them to make them something they're not.
I love that. And what about, do you watch them now on, because social media, there's a nice theme in the film. You have your selfies going, and there's a nice theme in the film.
Yeah.
And you're all active on social media, but do you watch your kids on social media, and do
Definitely.
You feel the urge to say something to them about something that they've posted?
Well, sometimes I say something like, oh my God, I'm laughing my ass off, or, you know, this is so great. And sometimes I just, you know, I like it and I love it. But these kids, I mean, I looked at Katie yesterday, and she had, that was a pillow she put on her head. So it just, she put a big pillow on her head. She's getting all dressed up for the Met Ball. And I can say, okay, what are you wearing? Okay, well, how did your hair turn out? How did this happen? And we're just on the phone right here. And she said, Mom, why don't you come afterwards to the party, you know? And we were laughing beforehand because she had posted a picture of herself with that crazy thing. And
she
it was
did a
pillow.
Video with her
but
hair.
It's so deeply funny that I just, you know, we just laugh over it. And it's kind of like, you know, what you do. Oliver has posted, when he goes OTG, has anybody followed Oliver Hudson? I would suggest you do.
Mom plug there.
Well, yeah. But it's funny, you know, and he went off the grid, and he's deeply funny. And Wyatt is also funny, and he's out now making a movie and doing his own series. So the kids are just doing great. And I'm, you know, really excited for them.
Well,
really excited for them.
I think, to your parenting.
It has a lot to do with it, because was there an expectation of kids to actually become who you are, or bigger or better? No, the fear is that they would be fearful that they couldn't top us. Mm-hmm. That, you know, and that's a heavy thing. A mom and a dad, and everybody knows them, and they're big movie stars. How do you survive being that child?
So and what did you say? I mean, when Kate wouldn't get in, I mean, was she ever rejected? I don't know, but when...
we were all rejected.
Okay.
Every one of us are rejected. And I think that was a big part of our our lesson, which is, you know, get resilient. I mean, you want to go into the business, get resilient. You're going to get shot down. People are going to say things about you. You're not going to get jobs. You know, I didn't get jobs. Kurt didn't. We did, just didn't always work that way. But the key is if you don't have it, get out. And
oh my God, I love that.
No, I mean, good advice, huh? Yeah, I mean, good if advice. You don't have it and you, right, don't spend your life doing it. So find out what else you love. What else are you interested in?
No, but what point do you get out? When in doubt,
when
get
you're
out.
Not
what?
Good.
Well, but that's really good advice.
Who's going to tell you? Like, because, in resilience, yeah. That's interesting, because if you have this, I don't want to say like a, you're, a
say
misrepresentation.
If you stop, leave.
I mean, if you self-image. Kind of are delusional sometimes. You know, there's
very
all these
delusional.
Dancers that keep
but
going
I have
on.
To say, so who, I was
who's
raised.
Who's the person to check in and say you
I
really
was raised,
suck?
I was raised exactly. Delusionally confident. Yeah. Like, my mom, what she did, both my parents, they just were like, you're amazing. You're the most beautiful. And I just, like, bought it. Like, I was just like, okay. And then, you know, I was too late when I realized they were lying. It really
no,
was.
No, that's amazing.
It's a different it's
so
a different
this is
tactic.
A case study. It,
right,
of
exactly.
So, the
yeah.
Reverse
there's,
snow.
Yeah,
stop
so sometimes
it. You are brilliant
I think
and
it's
beautiful.
Probably better to be a happy medium. But and then with social media, I mean, I don't know how any of you are handling it, but I'm so grateful that I didn't grow up when oh, yeah. there was all that. So
yeah. It's awful.
But
like 15-year-old, it's awful.
It's
because
it's
they
awful.
See
like,
every single thing that they're not included in. They see everything else that they could have been invited
it's heartbreaking.
To. It's so painful to
that's
watch.
That's another reason we wanted to make this to have just a comment on that of like, yeah. Don't worry, like live your real life and yes. Don't have it be all. And you know, we
don't
we
write
both,
on your mom's wall.
Don't and yeah, tell your mom not to write on your
that
wall.
Was great.
Exactly.
That
I think
was
we've
great.
All had a moment like that.
Okay, but just talking about social media, because I think that there's a part of it and technology today that is good. We can argue that forever.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. But so I just
want
to, I mean, I'm stating the obvious. You're not a mom. You're
that's right. Right. Yes. I
yet.
Remain, I re- my uterus so. Remains
I want,
empty.
No, I'm going somewhere with this. But what, but you
I
are
worked
you
very
are
hard
living-
to not be a mom also. I'd like to say that, but I want to be, you know, I I'm 35. I'm sick of thinking of myself. You know, it's like you. I'm just like enough, Amy. Who cares? You know. I know, but I have such admiration for mothers, and I.
You want to be one day?
Yeah.
See, but that's
yeah,
where I was going. But yeah. I wasn't going to ask you actually what I wanted to say.
Soon?
Is because you're not a mom. Is that the most annoying question that you get?
No. Oh no. Okay, are you good. Serious? No. The most annoying question I get is always about like some journalists will just be like, "So you're in a bathing suit in this movie, like." So you're
you look so hot, by the way. I just
thank you.
Say, honestly,
thank you. I feel good about myself, and so it's funny when you talk to these people, and it's like I feel good. I when I see myself on camera, I'm like, good job.
And your
good
breast
job,
was just out. It was so great.
That's right. But
that
it's,
breast
it's
was
more
good.
Than I think other people. I'm like, okay, you need some time to like adjust how you feel about my body, but I'll be over here feeling fine about
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
You know?
Can you just say that one more time? Say that yeah, one more time,
it.
Please.
I don't remember what I said,
okay,
but
she
yeah,
said,
but
I know what she said.
It takes
I
other people right.
This is like both
no,
of them
it takes up. Other people time, and I'm on chemo brain, by the way. It takes other people time.
You're a badass,
to,
and congratulations.
Do you wanna say?
Yeah. Do your thing, girl.
It's back. She should
I like
wear
that
it.
Color. I like the it's color. Good. It's growing in.
Yeah, it's good. See, yeah,
you are so hot. By the way,
I know enough. It's so
hell
good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's the thing I want to ask you guys also, because you guys also both have connections to breast cancer.
Yeah.
I know, because
my mother. Yeah.
Okay. And so, and I read that you do your hair pink, and you were in a off-Broadway show.
Yeah. I did a show called Kia.
Right.
Yeah.
About a
keeping
woman.
A breast about a woman right. Who gets a double mastectomy, and my grandma. Breast
oh,
cancer.
So
I mean, my
is connected.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Right. So I've just finished a year and a half of
babe.
I own.
Oh, babe. I'm so proud of you.
Oh my God.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, we did an event with your daughter when I was in the middle of chemo, and I looked back on the pictures because it was 1 year ago.
Yeah.
And I look sick. Anyway, I had surgery last week to have my port out, and we're starting a social media challenge online. Remember the ice bucket challenge?
Of course.
So
yes.
We're starting one. We started last week because I danced into my surgery. I have no dance moves. I know you're a dancer. I don't know about you.
I've got nothing.
Okay. I have zero.
Right.
Okay.
I help.
But she helped me
dancer.
And I danced. Oh, yeah. We posted a video online that's at like 100,000 views already.
Oh,
that is dancing into to my surgery to remove my port.
Oh,
so
my
if
God.
You feel
yeah,
inclined
girl.
After, if you guys want to start dancing a little bit, because it's called Dance for Breast Cancer
oh,
Challenge.
We would love
to.
Serious.
Oh, amazing. maybe we should just dance right now.
We're dancing today.
No, we're dancing.
She can't dance. But anyway, but you guys are both connected also to breast cancer. So I just wanted to ask, just because you both do have a connections, if for everyone out there that's listening, that's in this room, how did you go through such a difficult time with your family members? And what advice would you give to survivors of anything out there through comedy? Because we all have to.
Well, we have to laugh. You know, my mother, when she had her breast removed, because Warren Beatty actually brought her out when they found her breast cancer. And he said, I know the guy, and this was a long time ago. And he said, I know the guy that can do it, a doctor who can do this. And so we went in, and we did the thing. And, of course, he became the surgeon, Dr. Cutler, I'll never forget. And I went into the hospital after she had her breast removed. And he didn't remove any of her glands, so it wasn't a radical. She didn't have to have, you know, any chemo or anything. And in those days, that's kind of amazing. And I looked at her neck when I went in, and I said, Mommy, you have all these little things on your neck. We got to take those off. And she said, I've had enough taken off for one day. So we do laugh.
Right.
And our family does. And it's kind of the way we survive. And it's the way we've all survived. And if you can't laugh over things that are hard, then you're just going to live in sadness.
Yes.
So, you know, this is what we do, and this is how we are. And, you know, those of us, I know we sit Shiva. This is the kind of thing that we do when our parents or grandparents or whatever pass. And we laugh. And we laugh together. And
well, we're not going to sit Shiva now, because I'm living
no,
forever.
No, you're living.
Look at you.
But what I'm saying is that when things happen to us, you know, and some of them aren't as grave, but in terms of that, and you're going to be fine. And that's what you live for fine, right? And you laugh for fine. So it's what we do. And I mean, that is what, and it was very, very hard and very scary, but it worked out great. And today it's going to work out good for you too, Poopy.
And you watch a lot of Amy Schumer.
Yes, we did.
And I would say, I don't think anybody can, I don't think anybody can fully understand unless they've been through it, you know? And so when I did that play, I imagine I did a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people, but it's the kind of thing I think until, you know, you hear those words and you have those feelings, you can't really fully grasp it. But I've had several friends who have beaten breast cancer, and actually all my friends who have had it have beaten it.
Right.
And And my grandma, when she had her breast removed, she was like, can you just take the other one too? Like, I don't want
to
deal with the one thing.
I got to keep mine.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Good.
Yeah. But I've... good.
No, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. Hang on.
He likes them.
Shout out to my wife and my sister-in-law also, who are both breast cancer survivors. So everybody gets.
So this is why we're doing the dance for breast cancer challenge, because I, after going through this for the whole year and a half, I don't want to hear about anybody else not making it.
Yeah.
Oh, so no. We have to raise awareness. Yeah. So that's my mission now.
You bet. I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm going to dance
very
a lot.
Cool. Thank you.
We do our minute with the moms.
Yes. So now we do. Are we? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's do our minute first. And then maybe if we have time, we can go to more questions. Okay.
Oh yeah.
We're hogging them. This is too much fun.
Look at all these questions.
We like to do what we call a minute with the moms. And so we're going to just like go back and forth, but I forgot all the questions I wanted to ask, but back and forth, really quick questions.
Down. We need 1 minute on the clock.
Melissa, you have to start. I don't know what I'm asking.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Well, you got 1 minute to do it.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go. We just fire these things off really fast. Ready? Okay, and this is A Minute with the Moms with Amy Schumer and...
Goldie Hawn.
Okay, Amy, ready?
Yes.
Best date night, go.
What do you mean?
What do you do on your...
Oh,
what do
nothing.
Do?
Home, sweatpants, booze, sex. Great. Not Goldie. In that order.
Goldie. Date night. What's your perfect date night?
Perfect date
night. Home, booze, sex.
I love that. Can we join you?
That's how we get along.
I love it. Do you do your own social media?
I do.
Wow, impressive. Are you going to post us? No, I'm kidding.
Are you going to post us?
Of course we're going to post you.
Who's the person you call when you're really like low and dark?
My sister. But if I have a nightmare, that my mom. That's about my mom.
Okay. Yeah. Goldie, who do you call? Who's your go-to?
My sister.
Wow, that's That's lovely.
I love that.
I hate my sister. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no, you love your sister. Oh my goodness.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh. It's all good. It's
that was like a joke that didn't like work out.
Don't
work.
Take me down with you.
When you get in trouble with your sister. No, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I had a moment. I don't know. You go.
Mother's Day is coming up, and what's your favorite Mother's Day you've ever had?
Oh my God. Well, I'm a mother now, and then I was a daughter. I would say probably as a young girl, making breakfast for my mother and picking flowers for her. I remember that so vividly, and I love that. I like to be a mom because now I get all that, and that's great. But I wonder if giving is better than receiving, and I'm not sure, but I'm joyful over all of it.
That was a minute with the moms. Woo!
With the moms.
Want more from the moms? Check out their website at themoms.com.
And we don't want to ignore you over here because we're hogging way too much.
They are the stars, my God.
But what was it like for you to work with Goldie, who hasn't been working in so long, and coming back, and with Amy?
Well, such an honor. We had an HBO pilot didn't go, and so I got to know Goldie from that. And then when she went, you know, it was Amy who said, I really want Goldie to be my mom. And just, I mean, they did a little chemistry test that got sent around to us in the studio and everything. And turn it on, I thought they were mother and daughter. You've never seen chemistry like that on screen. No, it's a thrill, absolute thrill.
So it's not just a little acting here today.
No,
no,
they
we're
are.
Both actually bad at if we're not into somebody. It's not. I'm sure. No poker face, right? You guys, I'm assuming you're just like, no. We're both bad at that.
Okay, we have to wrap it up. I'm getting done from my lovely
Janine.
Can
we dance?
We're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Dance. So what song?
Oh my gosh, we're gonna really
okay.
Dance?
Well, we just want to say thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
So much, Goldie.
And to all of you for joining us.
Snatched opens wide. What weekend?
Mother's Day weekend.
Snatched. Mother's Day weekend. Grab your mom and go.